Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Keith Lockhart. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The DH, Bob Hamilton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Nunnally. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Edgar Caceres. Batting seventh. The shortstop, David Howard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brent Main. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Phil Hyatt. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Alexander. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Curtis Goodwin. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. One out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Joyner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Hyatt. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alexander is hit by the pitch. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson moves to third. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Alexander moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gomez strikes out. There goes Baines. The throw from Main to second, and Baines is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hamilton strikes out. One out. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nunnally takes first base on ball 4. Edgar Caceres is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Caceres bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Erickson. Nunnally moves to second. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lockhart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hammonds goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Greg Zahn pinch runs for Chris Hoyles. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin bunts towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodwin for the out. Zahn moves to second. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hyatt. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Zahn scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Zahn now catching. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Maine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt strikes out. Two outs. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhart hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive beyond first. Joyner can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hyatt. Baines reaches second base with a double. Ripken moves to third. Mike Magnant now pitching. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Orioles. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hammonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Zahn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Goodwin is 0-for-0 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lockhart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zahn moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Hyatt. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Zahn scores. Goodwin moves to third. It's 8-0, Orioles. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin takes first base on ball 4. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Steins now playing second base. Chris James now playing left field. John Nunnally now playing center field. Edgar Caceres now playing first. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gomez hits a line drive into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken tags and scores. One out. It's 9-0, Orioles. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Magnant fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nunnally is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nunnally hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Edgar Caceres is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Caceres is 0-for-1 in the game. Caceres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nunnally moves to second. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. Nunnally moves to third. Caceres moves to second. One out. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Main is 0-for-1 in the game. Main hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nunnally scores. Caceres moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-1, Orioles. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zahn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zahn takes first base on ball 4. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zahn moves to second. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Goodwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Magnant fields it and has Zahn trapped. There's the throw to Steins and over to Lockhart, who tags Zahn for the out. Goodwin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Hyatt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 0-strikes. Lockhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhart hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Steins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alexander fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Ripken covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 2-strikes. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 2-strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett Barbary pinch hits for Cal Ripken. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 2-strikes. Barbary hits a fly ball into center field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 0-strikes. Baines is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Palmeiro moves to second. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3-balls and 2-strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Palmeiro moves to third. Baines moves to second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 2-strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hammonds strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Zahn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lockhart fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brett Barbary now playing second base. Manny Alexander now playing shortstop. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 3-balls and 2-strikes. Nunnally is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nunnally strikes out. 1 out. Edgar Caceres is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 0-strikes. Caceres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Caceres is hit by the pitch. Greg Gagne pinch runs for Edgar Caceres. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 1-strike. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 0-strikes. Main is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Maine hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. David Howard now playing first base. Dave Fleming now pitching. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Nunnally. Goodwin reaches second base with a double. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alexander hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Maine fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodwin moves to third. Anderson moves to second. One out. Jeff Manto pinch hits for Rafael Palmeiro. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manto strikes out. Two outs. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barbary is 0 for 1 in the game. Barbary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Manto now playing first base. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Keith Lockhart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lockhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockhart hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Lockhart reaches second base with a double. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steins is 0 for 1 in the game. Steins hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. James takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamilton strikes out. Two outs. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nunnally is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nunnally takes first base on ball 4. Lockhart moves to third. James moves to second. Terry Clark now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kevin Baz pinch hits for Harold Baines. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baz hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Gomez is hit by the pitch. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Howard reaches second base with a double. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Main is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Main hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hyatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lockhart is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Manto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhart for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.